believe this morning in Galatians chapter 2.
我们现在看加拉太书二章。
And so for a bit of context, Paul has just explained to the church in Galatia how the law, the Mosaic law, is of no use for those that have been justified.
保罗在那里分享说摩西的律法对有新生命的人不完全适用。
Did you explain what justified mean? Declared righteous?
Yeah.
Okay, just make sure.
All justified?
Yeah.
It means declared righteous. 被已经称义的人。
This body of believers in Galatia had been muddying the waters of what it means to be a Christian.
在加拉太的信徒们有点混淆做基督徒的意义。
The Galatians began by believing that salvation was by grace through faith.
他们首先是认为
But gradually over time they began teaching salvation in some way, shape or form required a certain obedience to the law.
他们首先是认为凭着恩典得救，然后慢慢的他们又开始掺杂着
Which word?
参加着靠律法称义。
And so Paul's bold proclamation, or at least to Paul's bold proclamation in Galatians 2:20, which is one of my favorite verses in the Bible.
保罗在加拉太书二十章宣告因信称义的。
So if you guys want to turn there, Galatians 2:20, it says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
加拉太书二章二十节，我已经与基督同钉十字架。现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。
So let's look at three things this morning that are applicable to everyone that has graduated by grace.
有三个方面的可以应用到今天的毕业生身上。
So first of all, I have been crucified.
首先我已经被钉十字架
Killed, put to death. Paul is referring to a spiritual crucifixion that takes place in the life of a believer.
我已经被杀钉了十字架，是我灵里面被杀。
Quite literally, when we believe on Jesus, our old selves are exterminated.
当我们一旦信耶稣的时候，我们的老我就已经死了。
The self-seeking and sinful past, poof, gone.
从前我们都是为了自己，现在那完全消失了。
Paul elaborates and gives us more detail in Romans chapter 6. We're going to look at verses 6 through 11.
在罗保罗在罗马书六章，又在具体的分享了这方面的信息。
Says we know that our old self. Do you guys need time? Do you need time to turn there?
Okay, just fine. Keep on going.
Romans 6. We know that our old self was crucified with him, in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin.For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus.
在罗马书里面就说我们已经向罪而死 罪一旦已经死，我们就与我们无关。他是向罪死了，只有一次，他活是向着神活，我们从此以后就向着神活。
If you're anything like me, this is really, really hard to wrap your mind around.
像我很难，像如果像我这样很难把这个想清楚。
How could I, a serial, and compulsive sinner, suddenly be dead to that person? How can I forget the person that I used to be?
我怎么能够突然之间就跟那个人像那个人死掉了，跟那个人完全告别了呢？
And Paul tells us here that we can find our answer on the beautiful cross.
保罗说我们可以从十字架上找到答案。
By identifying and placing ourselves on the cross, we meet him at the very point where our sins were paid.
把我们像耶稣一样钉死在十字架上，我们就跟耶稣一样死在了十字架上。
So that means for those of us that have graduated by grace, there's no more guilt.
我们从我们恩典的毕业生就再也不用再也没有罪的。再也没有罪恶的感觉。
There is no more shame, and there is no more separation.
没有羞辱，没有分离了。
New life begins on the cross by killing and eliminating the person that we used to be.
我们的新的生命因着在十字架上死而成就。
Let's look secondly. Christ who lives in me.
第二方面就是耶稣，基督在我里面活着。
As if being free from sin were not enough, we find that God has sweetened the pot for those that have graduated.
光向基死还不够，但是神已经清洁了我们的这个器皿。
Sin once restrained and restricted us from living life the way we were created to live.
罪要捆绑我们，约束我们，过一个正确的生，过一个正确的生活。
And now where there was once sin, there is only Christ.
哦，现在只有一样，耶稣基督。
In fact, he's so intimately close to us that there are times when we can literally feel like we're being motivated and moved by him in our lives.
他跟我们是那样的亲密，时时刻刻的在鼓励我们，激励我们。
What a great trade! What a great trade!
多好的祝福。
And finally, Paul says in Galatians 2:20, I live by faith in the Son of God.
I live by faith. 我凭着信，在神子里面活着，神的儿子里面活着。
Herein lies the fuel that makes this new life possible.
这样就让这个新的生命成为可能。
See, Paul believes so strongly in the power of the cross to defeat sin.
保罗完全相信十字架能够战胜罪。
He believes so strongly in the power of Christ who now lives in him.
他确信耶稣基督在他里面活着。
And because of this, Paul is moved to action.
因为这个，保罗就有行动。
Brothers and sisters, let us not be robbed of this abundant life that we are promised.
弟兄姐妹们，我们不要 Robbed by, okay.
Robbed.
Okay. 哇，弟兄姐妹们，我们不能被 what is robbed?
Like stole.
I know what robbed by what? I'm sorry. Keep on saying.
Keep on.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that. Do you want me to go back?
Yeah. What? Okay. 弟兄姐妹们，我们不能我们的生命，因为耶稣的应许是不能被夺去的。
Okay. I'd imagine there are some of you that. Oh, whoops. Sorry about that. So any abundance of life is first of all new. It's different than the life that we have now.
新鲜的生命啊。丰富的生命首先它是新的。
Or it's different from the life when we're under sin.
跟我们在最终的生命是不一样的。
And Paul makes this perfectly clear in that you have been crucified.
保罗讲得很清楚，你已经被钉十字架。
That person is gone.
那老我已经走了，死了。
So if our past lives cause us to not to follow Christ, not to have this new life, that in and of itself is sin.
我们的老我阻止我们追从耶稣基督。
I'd imagine there are some here that know all too well what that means.
我想有些人可能非常清楚这意味着什么。
Maybe you find that you still require complete control of your life.
也许你还在挣扎着说你要掌控你的生命。
Or maybe you're finding fulfillment and your identity in your own personal achievements.
或者是你还要在你的个人的成就里面找到自我。
Maybe you idolize possessions.
或者你把拥有的财富作为你的目标。
Or there's
sorry. Go ahead.
Or maybe you neglect being the husband that you were created to be, or the wife, or the father, or the mother, or the son, or the daughter that you were created to be.
或者你还没觉得自己还没有做好。你要的要做的角色，父亲、丈夫、妻子、父亲、儿子。
It doesn't matter what part of the old you is causing you to live in sin. Repent.
无论是什么样的老我让你滑向罪，我们都需要悔改。
Graduates always repent and return to living this new life of grace.
毕业生，我们都需要我们都需要悔改，转向这个新的生命。
I'd imagine there are many others of you that are fully enjoying this new life that God's given to those that have graduated to grace.
我知道我们会当中会有很多人非常喜悦我们从恩典的毕业生的生命。
So let's look at the second aspect, the new plan that we have for our lives.
现在我们看第二个方面，新的计划，为我们新的生命的新的计划。
Benjamin Franklin once said, "If you fail to plan, then you are planning to fail."
Ben 富兰克林曾经说过，如果你没有计划，你就等着失败。
And the older I get, the more I discover this saying is definitely true.
越长大，我越体会到这确实是真的。
Planning is an important and necessary part of life.
计划非常重要。
And especially for you guys that are seniors, but for all of us that are graduates by grace, planning should also be an important part of what we do as Christians.
尤其是对BSN 对我们所有的人也是一样计划是非常重要的对我们恩典中的 BSN
What is important to us?
什么是对我们来说是重要的呢
How will we act?
我们怎样来行动呢
What should our lives look like?
我们的生命应该是怎样的呢
We're going to look at two passages this morning that I think give us a good idea, especially as we're planning what our lives should look like. They're going to give us a blueprint.
我们来看两段经节它会给我们蓝图。
So to start with Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 to 40.
我们来看马太福音22章37节到40节。
Starting in verse 37, it says, And he said to him, and this is Jesus talking, he says, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all of your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets.
就是马太福音22章37到40节说你要尽心尽意爱主你的神这是最大的诫命第二也是如此爱人如己这是所有的律法和先知的道理
So Jesus says to plan for two Jesus says to plan for two things in particular. Love God, love people.
耶稣在这里讲两个计划，一个是爱神，爱人。
My wife and I actually, and not to go to illustrate this, help us understand. My wife and I recently decided to move.
我的太太和我最近决定要搬家。
I could tell who wasn't paying attention because, like, right when I said that, like, head shot up like that. We looked for about 2 weeks before we found a place that we liked in Westland.
花了两个星期来找房子，在 Westland 找到了房子。
And it's an old house from 1940.
一栋四十年代的老房子。
But the guy took everything out of it and put all new stuff in 7 years ago.
那个人把所有的旧家具都搬走了，都放置了新的家具。
So we're really excited to move to Westland.
我们非常激动要搬家。
And for any of the youth, they can probably attest to this, having been to our house. It's easier to understand why when you understand.The house we're currently living in.
凡是那些 youth 到过我们家的都知道为什么我们要搬家。
When we moved in 5 years ago, we said we were going to fix the stuff up inside as we go along.
五年前我们搬进现在的家的时候，我们就决定要改进一些东西。
It's been 5 years.And we still have to do a whole bunch of the home repairs that we said 5 years ago we would get done when we had the kids at the house.
五年前我们就做计划说我们在有孩子之前一定要把有些坏了的地方要修好。
So my wife is nervous and wants me to start getting some of the projects done around the house before we move out.
我太太非常的紧张，一说觉得有这么多的事情要做。
So like the manly husband that I am, I went to Home Depot.
就像每一个做丈夫的一样，我就去Home Depot.
It was her birthday on Friday, and I thought that I would get one of the projects done while she was at work and I was watching the kids.
有一个星期五，也是她的生日，我想完成我的该做的事情。
So I get to Home Depot and I'm pushing the kids around and I get a light fixture and a fan basically to go around the light.
我就去买了一个灯具和风扇。
And I return to my house with my critical crew of three.
我回到家里带着两个孩子回到家里。
That probably means nothing to you guys, but parents, you guys all know when your kids are little, you don't really do anything right, and they're always, what are you doing that for? Why are you doing that?
小孩子问着问呢。
And so I go to, it's Judah's room, and started to work on taking down the light and putting up a new one.
我去他的小儿子的房间, 把老的灯具卸下来, 给他们放新的。
So I go through all of the steps they give me on the directions, I guess you would say. Step by step, I take down the light, and I slowly but surely put up the new light.
我就按照那个说明书一步一步的把新的灯具装上。
And I sit back and I look up and I'm like, it's magnificent.
我坐在那里欣赏说，哎呀，这真是太好了。
I was so sure that Jill was going to be excited and happy and proud.
我相信Jill会非常的高兴，也会为我骄傲。
And so as soon as she gets home, and being her birthday, the kids want to tell her all of the gifts that she was getting, and so they rush her back to the room.
当Jill回到家里，小孩子非常高兴地跟跑向Jill，把她推到她的房间。
And she flips the switch.
她打开那个灯，打开开关。
And nothing.
灯不亮。
And about an hour later, still nothing.
okay.
So I'm at this point, I'm thinking I might have messed up her birthday.
这时候我觉得我可能搞砸了。
And as embarrassing as it was for me then, I'm actually going to tell you now why the light wasn't working. I was so focused on the directions for that whole hour, tinkering and fiddling and trying to fix everything. I was so focused on the directions that I had forgotten to turn the breaker back on.
他就说那一个多小时，因为打开灯的时候不亮，他花了一个多小时检查那个说明书。但是呢，唯一的一个事情就是他没做的就是保险盒的开关他没打开。
So graduates, by grace, your actions are only as valuable as the power that lies behind them.
恩典中的毕业生。 你们的生命如果成为有意义，只有当我们把连跟神的能力连在一起的时候。
So what I mean by this is there's no point focusing on the rights and the wrongs of being a Christian if our first priority is not love.
我所想说的就是。
Jesus says specifically to love God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself.
耶稣教导我们说，尽心尽意爱主你的神，而且爱人如己。
So graduates, plan to focus entirely, not on, our focus isn't on the law and on rules, but our focus, first and foremost, is on wholeheartedly loving God.
我们应该把我们的心思意念放在 爱主我们的神上，不是在律法和规条上面。And
wholeheartedly loving other people.
全心的爱别的人。
When love is our number one priority, all of the other areas of our Christian life will become fulfilled.
当爱在我们的基督徒生活中居首位的时候，别的事情就会就会慢慢成就。
I see we're running out of time, so we're going to actually skip the second verse, but I do want to share a story with you all.
Keep on. Yeah, 他想分享一个故事。
And it's a beautiful example from 2 years ago now. Yeah, it's been 2 years and a couple months of something that's permanently burned into my memory.
两年前有件事在我脑海里刻下深刻的印象。
And I probably should have asked him first if I could, but something that happened with John Dewan 2 years ago at VBS that I will never forget.
两年前在段金刚的身上发现的一件事。
So each morning, one of the youth would prepare a devotional to share with the entire group.
在 VBS 的每天早上，他们都要跟小孩子一起分享。
And this particular morning, I'd asked John to prepare the devotional, and to this day, I have no idea what passage of scripture he used.
那天早上，他 ask John 准备那个分享的信息，但是他不知道他会分享什么。
But towards the end of the discussion, I'll never forget what he said.
在讨论的最后，我一。永远不会忘掉他说的。
He delivered a heartfelt promise to everybody that was there.
他给所有的人许下应许。
He said, "I don't care if it's the middle of the night. You can call me anytime. I want to be there for you."
他说我无论是在深夜，你可以给我打电话，我会来。
It was an awesome moment where you could see his desire and determination to love and serve others above and beyond what most people are willing to do.
你可以看出来他有多么深对别人有多么深刻的爱。
As graduates by grace, this is the kind of love that we need to have, not only for God but for other people.
Andian.本着恩典的毕业生们，这就是我们要，要以我们的生命来显示，显示神的爱，去爱。
Which brings us to our third and final one. Graduates by God's grace have a new mission. We have a new purpose.
第三点就是我们有我们。恩典的毕业生有一个很重要的使命。
We're going to look really quick at Matthew 28, verses 19 to 20.
我们看马太福音28章。
Go therefore, verse 19. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
去向全直到地极传福音。
You good?
Yeah.
So the first, did I say the first thing?
I'm sorry. Yes.
The first thing we're looking at.
No. They say make disciples.就是让万民都做我们的门徒。
Yeah, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you is the first thing we want to focus on.
Yeah, 教导他们一切的道理。
And for most people that have graduated by grace, when we hear this, teach them to observe all that I've commanded you, it can sound like a daunting task.
So, 那个。有些毕业生如果要教导他们所有的道理，可能是很难的一件事情。
Especially if you grew up in church or you go to church often.
如果你经常去教会，而且在教会里长大。
It's easy to think, all that Jesus commanded, how in the world am I supposed to share all that Jesus commanded when I barely remember what happened at the sermon last Sunday?
我怎么可能把所有的教导都教导给别人呢？
And so it's easy to make an excuse. Well, I don't know everything, or I'm not a real talkative person. And so instead of sharing Christ, we choose not to.
可能会有很多的理由说我没法把耶稣所有的教导交给别人，以此为理由来推脱。
If we were to wait until the right moment, we would never share Christ.
如果我们等待最好的时机，我们可能永远没有机会跟别人分享耶稣。
And here's the good news: all that Christ has commanded us isn't that much.
好消息就是，耶稣所教的我们并不是很多，很繁复。
It's the few things that we've discussed so far this morning.
就是那几我们今天所讲的那几样
Repent of sin, believe in Jesus, love God, love people, serve others.
就是悔改，爱神，爱主，爱人，服侍主。
There's no need for complexity, just obedience.
没有繁荣缛节，就是顺服。
Which brings us to our second one, make disciples.
就是第二点，我们让人做耶稣的门徒。
Notice what it doesn't say. It doesn't say make a Facebook post.
也没有说要脸书上去做 post。
It doesn't say forward an email to your friends.
也不是说发电子邮件。
It doesn't say tell a coworker who's going through a real tough time or has cancer that, oh, I'll be praying for you.
也不是说仅仅对你的同事说，因为他有很困难的时间，我会为他祷告。
Jesus specifically says, make disciples.
耶稣说是让他们做我，使万民做我的门徒。
It means being willing to talk about Jesus and live out your faith in relationships with other people.
也就是说你愿意去宣讲耶稣。
And the most important part of the verse, as it applies to all of us, is go.
最重要的信息是
Go, when you leave here, go and make disciples.
最重要的信息是去
you see,
做门徒
My bad. Making disciples doesn't happen on Sunday morning.
使人做我的门徒不仅仅是在星期天上午。
You will make disciples when you go out of our church and meet with those that don't know Jesus.
你使人做门徒，当你离开教会的时候。
So as we draw to a close, senior class of 2017, it's an honor to recognize your many accomplishments in having graduated from high school this year.
恭喜。2017年的毕业生，你们已经取得了很多的成绩。
However, that being said, I challenge you guys to keep your graduation by grace as the pinnacle achievement of all that you've done.
但是呢，我鼓励你们把从恩典中的毕业作为你们最大的成就，最高的奖赏。
You have an incredible new life in Jesus Christ by faith.
因着信，你们有美好的生命，新生命。
You have a new plan for an abundant life, and you have a new purpose for which to live.
你们有一个新的为 为丰富的生命的新的计划，你们有新的意向。
You have graduated, not retired.
你们毕业了，不是退休。
So we are sending you out to your college campuses as missionaries.
我们把你们送出去啊，作为在校园里的宣教士。
As individuals that love Jesus and are making him known on your college campus.
让人看到你们是爱耶稣的人，让人看到你们有不一样的生命。
Youth group, young adults and adults, you are no different.
年轻人和所有的人，你们都一样。
Though you guys aren't going off to college this week, you are going to be leaving the building.
你们去上学的时候，你们会离开这里。
And so we send you all out as marketplace missionaries.
我们把你们也送你们出去，在各样的场所成为宣教士。
And last but not least.Certainly not least. I know there are some here that likely haven't experienced the joy of graduating by grace.
最后，你们有很多人在因为获得新的生命，凭着恩典获得新的生命而感恩的时候。
By all means, do not walk out that door without knowing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
无论如何，希望你们能够在走出这个门的时候，你要知道耶稣。
I encourage you in the words of the Apostle Paul to put on Christ.
Okay, 我愿意用保罗的话语来鼓励大家。
That means to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord.
也就是，嘴里宣称，心里承认耶稣是主。
And God has raised him from the dead.
And 神让他从死里复活。
Today can be your graduation day as well.
今天也可以是你的毕业的时间。
So we celebrate graduation. We celebrate those that are graduating from high school and those of us that have graduated from sin, or away from sin.
所以今天我们是在这里，庆祝那些从高中毕业的学生，也从罪里面出来的毕业生。
May we live like graduates by grace this week.
让我们凭着恩典的生活。
God bless you all.
愿神赐福你们。